KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The 10th of August, 7:05 in here, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Who will be on today? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion. Community and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's here with the weather and a quick fire update.
Good morning. It's currently 70 degrees. Today it's going to be patchy smoke, then sunny with a high of 106, a low of 70. Tomorrow a high of 107, a low of 72. On Thursday a high of 106, a low of 72. Friday a high of 104, a low of 71. Saturday a high of 106, a low of 71. And Sunday a high of 106 with a low of 67. The Dixie Fire right now is currently 482,000 acres and 22% contained. The McFarland Fire, which is in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, is currently 33,000 acres and 33% contained. The Monument Fire, which is in the Trinity National Forest, is 57,000 acres and 3% contained. And the River Complex is 22,000 acres or 27,000 acres and 7% contained.
And your air quality index today is 62 and poor, much better than 500 like it was last Thursday, but it's still poor. That means that the air has reached a high level of pollution and is unhealthy for sensitive groups. Reduce time spent outside if you're feeling symptoms such as difficult breathing or throat irritation. All of this, the fire reports, the weather, and the AQI are all brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has pointed out that all the propane comes out of one tank, so it becomes customer service, and they are just outstanding when it comes to customer service. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Turtle Bay, David, and Alexa. And we were just talking about Alexa being having the name of the computer that says, Alexa, tell me what day it is or something like that. Now, do you really hear that kind? Do you hear people saying things like that?
Oh, yeah. And my parents definitely had to change the name of theirs back to Echo, so it wasn't as confusing in our home.
It's a rough replacement in the home.
Yeah, whenever they'd call me on the phone or talk about me or something, it would go off, so they just...
Hi, Carl.
Right.
I don't have that. I have nothing like that around my house.
We'll have to invent one.
Right.
Huh? We'll have to invent Carl. One.
I could have that. I mean, how can you avoid it? But yeah. I'm trying as best I can. But I just don't, it's always listening. I mean, what if you say something and then all of a sudden Alexa says, oh, well, let me look that up for you. No, no. Okay.
Well, I can tell you I don't have one. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Big event Friday night.
Yes.
Oh, we've given away all those tickets. We could give 100 more away, too.
Give away all the tickets.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us about Friday night.
Yeah, well, Friday night, we're hoping to, get some clear skies and celebrate the end of summer with a Brews by the Bridge coming up. And yeah. Alexa can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's presented by Signorama, and it'll happen this Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. With the Sundial Bridge as a backdrop in the quarry patio right there. So it's got a great beautiful
Sundial behind you.
Definitely a beautiful backdrop. And we have 12 breweries coming out to show you some of the things that they've been working on recently. They're all local. We're really excited this year because we're adding some ciders, and some of the breweries are also bringing seltzers, so that'll be different and new. So we're really excited to have kind of a new set for you all. Some of these breweries, it'll be their first time at the event, so they're really excited. And then we'll also have Mosaic and Players Pizza and Neon Palm out there for food. So it'll be a really great time. We'll have live music and lawn games.
And now what time does this start?
6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. this Friday.
Yep.
The 13th.
Yes.
But you know what?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th is only unlucky if you're a black cat crossing the road in Greenville. Okay. So, you can come on out and have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Air quality gets better in the evenings. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We've been living, you know, at 60, frankly, when I saw 60, I thought, well, that's normal, around here. You know, if the air quality because of the pollutants is kind of a problem to you or you're concerned about it, you know, I hate to say it, but wear a mask. Yeah, it's where you see people wearing masks is for things like this. So, what else is going on?
Well, we have quite a few programs that are just wrapping up at the end of summer. So our Butterfly House Wings of Summer is open for one more week. So Sunday is the last day to see the butterflies.
If you don't go and see the butterfly, this is, you know, they extended it out.
Yep.
You can be there. It's probably too late to have one named after you or after somebody.
Yeah, we're around at the end of the season, so we don't have as many chrysalises to release into butterflies and name. But you can still feed the butterflies, which was new this year.
Oh, with the Q-tips.
$1. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now think about this, walking around with a butterfly on your Q-tip.
Yeah, and they're friendly this year, too. So once you get one on that Q-tip and they're
once you train
eating
them.
The nectar, it's hard to, you know, get them to leave you alone before you leave.
I wonder how smart butterflies are.
It's a good question.
I mean, of course, you know the story of the monarch butterfly that goes from Canada all the way down into Mexico. How did you know, and what it takes to get them there? You talk about a homing device in their brain.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And all the different things they have to do. So you think, my gosh, you know, it's in their DNA like that. But if they can, you know, maybe they can grasp the fact that there's a white fuzzy thing that tastes good, you know, and they share it when they go back at night and they're going, hey, have you tried that white fuzzy thing?
Yeah. It's kind of like me with a bag of Cheetos. Once you try one, it's like, oh, this orange fuzzy thing, this is pretty good. You guys all should try that.
But the fact is that did you know that if you eat enough Cheetos, that doesn't come off your hands?
Yep,
did you know that it just gets stained orange forever? Yeah. Oh, well. Bill Clinton had that problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, and of course, when you go to Turtle Bay, you know, you got the lorikeets, you've got it all. Now, what about the wild animal show?
The animal show, we're wrapping up our full week schedule this week, so if you want to come on Tuesday through Friday, this is the last week to do that. But we will be having weekend shows until, I believe, the end of September now.
Okay.
Yeah, we've extended some of those days. But, yeah, our animal show, they have a brand new routine.
You mean
year.
You're going to actually have it when the temperature's under 112?
That's the hope, is that people can actually come and enjoy the show when it's under 112 degrees. So all through September on the weekends we'll have that. This week we still have it going on Tuesday through Friday as well at 11 a.m. and noon are the show times. So you can come see our animal trainers work with the animals, showing off their natural behaviors. We don't make the animals do anything that isn't a natural behavior to them, so there's no, like, jumping through a ring of fire or anything like that.
But oh, no, you won't
we help
see
them
that.
Express the actions that they do in nature.
They'll fly, they'll dig, they'll climb, they'll just do things that they would ordinarily do. You put them in a situation where they will do it,
exactly.
And they don't coerce them. And when the animal says, nah, that's it. Okay, we're not going to do that. I saw a hawk. I think it was a hawk. Decide not to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's it. She's not going to fly today.
Yep.
So there's no little, like, you know, nobody's up there throwing them out of the, container there and all that.
Totally. So. But, yeah, it's amazing. Just how our trainers are able to work with the animals and get them to enjoy doing those actions as well. And they eat pretty good, getting treats for every action that they do. So you can come see all kinds of animals, learn about their natural habitats, and, how they got here to Turtle Bay.
You know, I watched the stupidest movie the other night, Suicide Squad. Why would I watch Suicide Squad? I have no idea. But in one scene, the dictator is in this huge... Have you seen that movie?
I saw it, too. I saw it on a Friday.
I hope you didn't pay money for that.
I did. I thought it was fun, but I can understand. You know, it was, you know...
Well, no,
fantasy.
Come on. I mean, you've got to have a certain... mindset. And I do.
Right.
You know, watching it, thinking, oh, this is so, you know, but when you start trying to make sense out of it, well, why would they do that? Well, you know what? As soon as you accepted the premise that there's a shark walking around in pants, and you know what? You should, that suspends all.
Just got to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, it just suspends anything that you know for sure. But they had this big lorikeet cage in there, and it was hilarious because they were holding the little cups of nectar, and the lorikeets are all over them, including on their heads when they were walking around.
It's just like Turtle Bay. I actually leaned over to my wife. Like, oh, they must be at Turtle Bay right now.
There they, where they could be. Okay, I'm with David and Alexa here from Turtle Bay. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, since the day it's opened, has been moving local dreams forward. They have expanded and and added another branch down in Anderson because their quality of service is so high. And they are a community-oriented bank. They are professionals committed to our community, locally managed, of course, local board of directors, locally owned. In three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way at 1845 California Street, just a stone's throw from our place right here. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch is going to be down in Anderson for all you lucky people down there. So you can jump into the Cornerstone family. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Wednesday, August 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino in Redding Rancheria for our annual Discover Health Fair. A day filled with free health screenings, information, crafting vendors, and much more. All ages are welcome to this free event with special activities for the kids. Contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-226-1734 or Kaylee Capobianco at 530-339-7457. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I want to bang on the drum all day, too. Are you going to, you know what? What are you going to do today? I'm going to bang on that drum all day.
You didn't ask me what day it is.
Oh, what day is it?
It's Lazy Day.
It's what?
Lazy Day.
Oh, no. National Lazy Day?
It is.
Well, here, let me do the rest of the show laying down on the floor, just kind of talking up to people. Trying to, National Lazy Day. I don't even know how do you celebrate National Lazy Day?
You don't do anything.
Oh, okay. Well, we're too late already then, buddy. You know, I understand National Watermelon Day, National Donut Day, National Hot Dog Day, National Chili Dog Day. You know how to celebrate those. Oh, okay. Hey, I am here with David and Alexa from Turtle Bay, and we talked about Brews by the Bridge. That's going to be this Friday. We got two tickets for that, by the way. If somebody would like to go, these are $842 tickets.
That's right. All going to educational programs at Turtle Bay, so it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause, and you don't have to pay a cent. So just give us a call at 605-4567. Go on down, have a great time, music and brews and just food. Yep. It's got it all
and
down
fun.
There. Now, and it's a fundraiser for our favorite museum. Here
Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who are bringing in a number of great, great exhibits. Others are kind of, you know, as they do, they come and go. They come and go.
There go the phones.
Yep.
People call
already.
Them for the ticket.
They're gone.
And that ticket comes with some cool stuff this year, actually.
Okay, what did it come with?
So it'll include your first beer. And we also, this is new, we got Clean Canteen steel pints. So everyone will have a commemorative Clean Canteen pint that they'll use at the event and get to take home.
A Clean Canteen pint.
Yeah.
Describe that to me.
Yeah, so it's a steel pint. And it's awesome. It's matte black, and it has the Brews by the Bridge logo on it.
I want one.
They're awesome.
You will get one.
Huh?
You will get one if you come to the event.
Oh, yeah.
And they're good for the environment, apparently. I don't know how they make it good for the environment.
I gave away all the tickets, though.
We'll get you some more tickets.
Great
brand.
Give
me some more tickets. You know what? I love those.
Yeah.
Those are big.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And you don't have to just keep brews in it.
Yeah.
You can use it for whatever.
I saw one at a wedding reception the other night. I was going,
see, there you go.
Whoa, okay.
Yep. This way there's no broken glass everywhere. You know, if you drop it, it's going to bounce back and be okay.
Exactly.
Think of this
and it's
as
sustainable.
It's sustainable. Mm-hmm. It's your survivor flask.
There you go.
It'll be with you all the way to the apocalypse, to the end of days.
Okay, Noah, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Giving away those things.
So, a ton of tickets have been sold, especially over this weekend. So, I would definitely suggest buying your ticket early. Because if it sells
cheaper
out.
Cheaper online as
yes,
well.
Yes, they're cheaper online. So, pre-sale is $25.
Okay.
And for members, and so that will go up until 24 hours before the event, and then we'll be doing day of ticket sales only if we don't sell out. So definitely a better idea to grab your ticket early.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, and the reason that you all do this is so you have an idea how many people are coming.
Because yeah, that's
so you
definitely
can tell people,
plan.
Hey, you better bring another keg of beer, buddy, or, you know, more pizza. So,
for sure.
Wow. Okay. So this is going to be a great event. And it's time. People need to get out. Forget about your worries, forget about your concerns, just go on down and have a good time. And there's lots of people in this town are ready for that.
Trust me.
It's been my favorite Turtle Bay event, so excited to have it back this year. Didn't get to do it last year, so excited to have Bruce by the Bridge back at Turtle Bay. And like we said, all the proceeds go to our educational programs at Turtle Bay and fun things like some of our access programs. We've started adding a lot more access programs because at Turtle Bay, we want to be a resource to everybody in Reading and the community, and we realized that.
What exactly is that, David?
Well, our access programs, they make Turtle Bay and attending Turtle Bay more accessible to everybody in the community. So we have a few new programs. We have our First Fridays with First Five Shasta program, which is for families that have children ages 0 to 5 who have never been to Turtle Bay. So if you go to turtlebay.org/access, you can sign up for free tickets that are on the first Friday of every month we're doing this. So you can sign up there to get free tickets, try out Turtle Bay for the first time, completely free for you and your family if you have kids ages 0 to 5. And even today, today's the 10th, correct? We have our Five and Dime program sponsored by REU. So on the 5th and 10th of every month, tickets are only $5 for children and $10 for adults, which is more than half off, I believe. So just trying to, make Turtle Bay a place that everyone in the community can go.
But even better is, my friends, is if you buy a family pass to Turtle Bay. I mean, it is, what, $90? Or am I... Okay, so $90.
$90 for the family membership.
For the whole year, and that's for a mom, dad, and four children. Don't even have to be yours.
Any kids you can wrangle.
You can wrangle up to come on down.
An
absolutely great deal. And you have so many things. You know, you can take kids down there every week, and they're going to find something. And then, what about your exhibits?
Our exhibits right now, we have...
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we have our American Adventure exhibit, sponsored by family and also... almost like
why
a
would
Oregon
anybody drink a Starbucks in this town?
Right.
A Starbucks. That's the only one I'm talking about. Why would anybody drink a Starbucks when you could have a Dutch Bros?
I mean, really.
Okay. And both of you are going, God, I don't know. I would never do it. Now, aren't we getting ready to have some kind of event here in next month?
Yeah. So our Caffeinate for a Cause is September 16th. So we're really excited that that's happening again this year. So we're actively recruiting teams for that to be our guest baristas. For the day of, it's really fun because out, at the Starbucks, or the Starbucks, no. I know.
I know, it's because I said,
Now I've got Starbucks.
No, it is. It's like saying Alexis.
Okay. Right. But yeah, at Dutch Bros locations throughout, both Palo Cedro, Redding, and Anderson, we'll have our guest baristas out there for, shifts during the day. And, so they'll be actively ramping up for the event and fundraising ahead of time to kind of be in competition with each other to see who can raise the most money for Turtle Bay.
Well, and we're going to be out. We're going to be at the Dutch Bros right down the street from us here on the corner of Eureka and Market Street here, where we always are. And we're going to be out there asking y'all to come by and say hello. And the... Linda and I will be out there, and if, here's your chance. Come on over and say hello to us. Get on the radio, and let's help out Turtle Bay. I mean, last year, as we know, was horrendous for all of our nonprofits. You know, thank goodness we had the Sheridan, but even the Sheridan, like every other place, was hit, too. So this Caffeinate for a Cause is Bruised by the Bridge. These are all fun events that help support the animal programs, the bringing in the different great exhibitions that come in, and your membership. You don't have to pay anything extra ever, except for the nectar at the Lorikeet cage or the nectar loaded Q-tip. At the for the butterfly exhibit. Where else are you going to find a butterfly exhibit? It's probably one of the biggest. I would say it's probably one of the biggest on the West Coast. I don't know. Maybe you all probably got a better idea than
maybe
I do.
Or, you know, I'm not even sure, but I
you
know.
You need to look at that because that's, you know what, that's it's a good, really a good size. And how many butterfly exhibitions are there where your kids can actually go out and watch this? So you can see the, you know, from the embryos to coming out. They're beautiful butterflies, and it's such it's almost like life.
Yeah,
you know, a kid in high school, You all aren't young. You all are too young for this. But you know, when you graduate from high school, kids that were these introverts and you know had that hard shell around them. Next time you see them 10 years later, oh my God, who are these people?
Beautiful butterflies.
Yeah, beautiful butterflies.
Yeah.
Oh no, I got pretty maudlin right then. But okay, what's the last thing y'all want us to know about?
Like you said, our family membership's only $90. Already worth it if you come only twice during the year. And we do have some new exhibitions coming up in September. So we have our Reading in the Roaring Twenties exhibit. That'll be opening, I believe, September 6th, where we are exploring this in-house exhibit, and we'll be exploring what Reading was like in the Roaring Twenties. So
Whoa.
We have some, like, Model T Fords coming in, some different fashion dresses, things like that, so you can see what the fashion was like back in the 20s here. And then in addition to that, we have our How Things Are Made exhibit coming in, where you can see how
that.
Things are made. And it's super hands-on for kids to get to play with some things and see how things are made.
You don't think about it until you watch that show, How Things Are Made, and you look at it. You know, I always want, you know, how did they do this?
Right.
You know, you get something that's got, like, it's just integral, but they make millions of them,
yeah.
You know, to invent the machines that do these kind of things, you know, that load to this, you know, that put in, like, I don't know, whatever the quantity is, and it seals them, and, mm-hmm. and you know, labels them. I mean, it's like the automation. And then think about what it must have been like 60 years ago,
yeah.
70 years
right.
ago, when people were doing this by hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How yeah. that must have been, like, incredibly hard.
It's amazing to think that, yeah.
You know, to do
so many of these things used
yeah.
to be made by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I'm really excited for that one, for sure.
That'll
okay.
be fun to
really fun.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you two, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Brews by the Bridge is Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
How do you get your tickets online?
Yeah, so you just go to turtlebay.org /brews2021.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where you can buy your ticket and find more information there.
There you go.
Yep.
And then remember that's coming in September. We've got
Caffeinate
for a Cause. So you can, you know what? Everybody needs a little coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Either
a cool
drink or your regular coffee.
Yep.
And just
got all the
come
essentials covered. Coffee and beer.
Right.
You got it. Coffee, beer, pizza.
Yep.
And there will be animal visitors at Caffeinate for a Cause, too.
There
so that's always the favorite part.
You're not living until you've had a boa draped around your neck. So, okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, you talk about you've had enough of doing all the yard work and the plumbing and all these things. I just want to have a place that's really nice. That I don't have to worry about that. Well, River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 and find out why people are so happy there. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. They're pet-friendly, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it. It's located right downtown, Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back, 7:33 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Your air quality index is 70, which is poor.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a
certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Back to Pre-Fi Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 72 degrees out there. Today, the 10th of August, 7:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All the fires going on, you're concerned about your homeowner's insurance because of fire. Getting fire insurance. Well, Judy Maxwell can help you with this. Judy's been helping families since 1993. Families, veterans, seniors, business owners. So if you have any question about insurance, this is the person to go to. She or one of her very well-trained team. Two branches in Maxwell Insurance and in Financial, of course, the insurance team and then the financial team. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or your 401s, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Phone number is 221-0441, and they're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hang on just for a second. Okay, I had to adjust things here. I am with Megan Preller, who is with Ready for Life Foster Care, and she's the chief interim administrator there, but she's also the supervisor of all the social workers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the supervisors.
One of them.
Yeah.
Tell us what Ready for Life is.
So we're a local nonprofit foster family agency, so we approve families here in Reading to become foster families, actually not just in Reading. We have some all over Shasta County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the foster care.
Well, it's one of the biggest kind of unknown needs here in Shasta County. Unfortunately, we have a high population of foster children. And
why is that? Are we... Why do kids get into the system?
So there's a variety of reasons that would bring them into the system. A lot of what we see comes kind of hand in hand with general neglect, substance abuse issues, a variety of things. But most of the time, it's neglect and substance abuse that brings kids into care.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have close friends that adopted their grandson mm-hmm. because their parents were heroin addicts. The child was born addicted mm-hmm. to heroin. Do you see that?
We do. We do. We see a lot of kids that come positive for some types of substance when they are born, and sometimes they have withdrawals. Sometimes they don't have any signs immediately, but oftentimes
yeah,
we see those down the road.
They say it can be 5-6 years down the road mm-hmm. before it comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. Does foster care, how long can kids stay in foster care?
That kind of varies. They have different laws based on children's ages. So if children are under the age of 3, the family has a shorter timeline for reunification. And so that looks like 6 months of services, which are often extended. So usually 12 months for children under 3, and then children over 3 get 12 months of services, and often it gets extended to 18 months. But they could also be in care for a week and then go home on a safety plan, or they could go to a relative or something like that. So it could be shorter.
Okay. How do you get people to help you with this? I mean, obviously they have to go to families.
Yeah, so that's one of the biggest challenges, is recruiting people who are willing to become foster parents, because it's kind of one of those things that's a little scary unless you know that it's going to be okay. So word of mouth is one of our best ways of kind of spreading the word about what foster care is, and kind of how to become a foster parent and what that looks like. So we try to get the word out at different events locally, things like this where you've welcomed us to come and talk with
Absolutely.
You and, you know, just whatever kind of avenues and spaces we can get into to just talk about the need. And obviously we're not the only agency here. There's, you know, 6 private agencies and a county. So there's lots of options for people.
Now, the county is the one that decides if a child's to be taken from their family, right? I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah.
You know.
So they are the placing agency. Okay. So every county has their own child welfare department, and they're the ones that remove the children and place them.
And they do that because of the concern for the child's welfare for a variety of different reasons.
Correct.
It doesn't necessarily mean a child's being abused.
No, not necessarily. Nope.
What other reasons are there?
So it could vary from something maybe a house that is not inhabitable or not safe for a child to be in. And so they could put into place a safety plan to have those concerns mitigated, and then the child might be able to return home. It could be mental health challenges that inhibit the parent to be able to meet the needs of the child. It could be
But the child's not necessarily in danger. It's just that the child may not be being taken care of
mm-hmm.
through no fault of the person because of what you said, mental problems or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, and that
neglect,
can look like...
I guess neglect
yeah.
is the right word for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, you know, you for kids that are young, but what about older kids? How old can a kid be that goes into foster care?
So we get calls daily for teenagers. There's extended foster care here in California, so kids can come into care until they can be removed and stay in foster care until they're 21.
21,
yeah.
Wow.
Oftentimes, obviously, they're not getting removed at that old of an age, but they can remain in foster care until then. So we get calls pretty regularly for 17, 16, 15-year-olds.
Foster care can be... Sometimes they'll take kids and move them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? I mean, move them out of the city that they're in and take them. Like, we have places here in Redding, I think, that have foster care, supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, I use that with my quotation marks from the bringing in kids from L.A.
Yeah, unfortunately, when a county isn't able to find placement locally, they'll call anywhere they can so that they're not. That child's not, you know, sleeping in an office or in an emergency shelter home. So with private agencies, we can take placement of children from any county, versus counties can only place with their families from children in their county.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've had placements from kids in Yolo County, Alameda, San Francisco, kind of all over the state.
What happens when a child's – but is that, isn't that pretty tough on a kid?
Oh, yeah.
To be taken in out of the atmosphere that they've been raised in and put them in someplace 150 miles away?
That's one of the biggest challenges, because not only are they being removed from their family, whether it's a good situation or not, and they're also being pulled from their school and their friends and their doctor and their dentist and any family members that they might have. So that's one of the biggest pushes, is being able to keep kids local. Oftentimes the kids that end up being placed out of county are older youth, because they're unfortunately harder to place, and so they kind of have to stretch farther to find find homes.
Yeah. I'm here with Megan Preller, who is the chief administrator, interim administrator, and the supervisor of all the social workers they have at Ready for Life Foster Care. We're talking about the foster care in Shasta County. The Shasta County Health and Human Services are the ones that make the decision. And if they don't have adequate homes for these children, they reach out to others that they have, you've obviously been vetted by Shasta County Health and Human Services, I would imagine.
Yeah, we, as private agencies, we are governed by community care licensing, so we have to go through quite the process to get approved as a foster family agency. So, yeah, we go through quite the vetting process.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And one of the questions is, what plans exist for foster children's future when they age out?
Okay.
And, you know, educational, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, for kids that have been taken, may have been three or four foster homes, which is unfortunate for a variety of reasons. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Their jewelry selection is just fantastic. Everything from estate jewelry to Native American to totally designed, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry there. If you're looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for your loved one, go down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fly Radio here at the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1468. Your Talk Radio, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I can't push the delete button fast enough in the chat room. We may have to pause it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, John Bastiani started this business about the same time we started the station 11 years ago. And I tell you, this is the only place in town that I go to buy guns and accessories, because John always has a great selection of firearms and all the accessories, including ammo. And not only that, but he's a great gunsmith. His customer service is just outstanding. This is just, you know, when I say buy local from our local stores, this is one of the stores that I endorse because I go there. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. His phone number is 222-8222, and is open Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bastiani Arms. I'm here with Megan Preller, who is with Ready for Life Foster Care, and she's the chief administrator, interim, right now. And but she's the lead supervisor for all the social workers there. And it is foster care, and it's a tough job. One of the questions that came in is, once a kid hits that age 18, and you know, can move out on their own, are there educational or other benefits available to these kids?
Yeah, so there's a variety of different things available to children who have been in care one day after their 16th birthday. So there's financial aid options available for them for college or vocational school. There's also a program called Transitional Housing, which gives them access to housing until they are 24. And so they can access that here locally. There's also other ones in the surrounding counties as well.
Okay. Now, here's a question from the chat room. Are they part Are they part of the California Mentor
Proof families, because we're a private agency, so we have a pretty strenuous approval process. Not to scare people, but really we're placing quite a bit of responsibility in them to take care of these kids and to not put them in a place that won't keep them safe. So we go through a assessment process at the beginning, which is really the vetting of the family and getting to know them, and they do background checks and healthcare confirmation type checks and things like that.
And you all talk to them, I'm sure, several times.
Yeah, I'm one of the people that does the home studies at the beginning. So we do a minimum of 3 interviews with them, and we get to know them and inspect their home and make sure that it's safe. They do a minimum of training hours and things like that prior to being approved.
Now, how often do you visit the places after the children are placed?
So we're in the home twice a month, and then they also have a county social worker from, whether it's Shasta County or Tehama or whatever county they're from, they also see them monthly as well.
Okay, so about 3 times a month, go in and make sure everything's going okay.
Yeah.
That's
kind of one of the reasons we have this purpose is to allow children to reunify with their family. So the first goal is always going to be reunification and making sure.
But going back to a safe environment.
Is
it mostly drug related?
Not all, but there is usually a component of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drug or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been to talk about this. I have a much.
It happens. It's hard.
Does that happen?
These who are approved as resource families or foster families. On social media pages, you can look up just.
Process, I can just tell you right now.
We're really.
Ask the regional medical center.
Bipartisan infrastructure package totaling $3.5 trillion. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says state workers and employees in private health care and long-term care settings will be required to be inoculated against COVID-19. 98 units was ordered
Looking for a way to pay for the figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Angel. Extortion 1-7. The store.
3 hearings a week. This could go. Be watching to see what happens here and if that.
Some new COVID rules for this European country.
France is now requiring people to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass before they can enjoy restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. The measure is part of a government plan to encourage more people to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot and slow down a surge in infections as the highly contagious Delta variant now.
Here. Jared's
3rd and 6 with a low around 67.
Okay, and air quote, my friends, this is...
And gay, they own Country Strong in Palo Cedro, and they have started a learning center. It's really a neat thing. It's a great thing. They've hired teachers and everything out of their own pocket. They'll be having a fundraiser. Lonnie's a wonderful man, former firefighter from the Bay Area. Great young couple, and I'll go ahead and give you their number, Carl, because they're a great interview. When you listen to that, you'll see what
sure.
I'm saying. And then the other thing is this coming Sunday, we are having on Mark Baird. And Mark, as most people know, is a pilot, has been for 45 years, and is fighting the fires. And he has been fighting these fires that are around us, and he has some very compelling stories about different things that they had to do and gives us some real insight. So we'll have Mark Baird on this coming Sunday talking about that and his Second Amendment case. Carl, he'll be talking about that also.
I'm going to have to try and get Mark on and talk specifically about being a pilot during this, fighting fires. You know, I had a friend who didn't say one thing on, your segment this time was really interesting.
Great. Yeah, the zero balance budget is, she's absolutely correct.
Okay,
on that.
We got to run. I got to go.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You bet, Terry. And my guest is, he's not just the CEO of this great hospital that does miraculous things. Doesn't rest on his laurels. Like I said, and he's a close friend too. And that's kind of cool to be able to talk to somebody that wasn't born and raised in Reading. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. But comes in with a different viewpoint, but thinks at Reading. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Go on.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I love the place. I just can't imagine living anywhere else. And, I go down to the Bay Area now or whatever, and it just stresses me out. I just can't wait to get back home. So I really love it up here. People are great. Great community.
Yes. The Regional Medical Center. We've talked about the different things. I have all the information at my fingertips here because Linan feeds it to me.
Sure.
And, which is the right way to do it. As I don't want to say things aren't false, but right. Then things like the TAVR valve replacement, y'all have started that.
Sure.
I mean, we talk about medical miracles. And
yeah,
that's maybe
a
they
pretty
don't,
impressive
maybe
technology.
It's not considered a miracle.
Well, you know, it is actually pretty amazing technology.
And
it really is.
Can you explain to people what that is?
Well, yeah, it's a procedure where you would have to have your chest opened up via thoracotomy and have your aortic valve replaced with a major surgery that could take 3 to 4 hours and probably 3 to 4 or 5 months to recover from. Whereas this is a percutaneous access through the femoral artery, and it's delivered up through on a catheter and deployed, and you go home the next day.
What they mean is they just put it up through the artery instead of cracking your chest open,
right. And it just goes right in, across the valve, and they deploy it. It's like a big, it almost looks like a chicken wire kind of stent material with, and it has a valve attached to it, and it's deployed. And they can actually do it again if the valve wears out. So,
yeah, and
do the same procedure.
And that's the thing is, then, you know, I don't care how good a hospital is, when you crack somebody's chest open, there's always a chance for something.
Yeah, there's always risk.
And so this way, I mean, literally,
right.
Your valve's replaced, your heart's in much better condition than...
Then recovery's much quicker.
Yeah, that's you know, the blood flow and all this. And you walk out the next day. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, most people walk out the next day. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. The governor, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that. Yeah, here's the elephant in the room. The governor said all medical personnel will be vaccinated or else.
Governor did. He pulled the trigger on that at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon last week, and basically mandates not only impacts the healthcare workers, it also impacts visitors, and so. Healthcare workers, as you know, after September 30th, they have to have had their second dose by September 30th if they used a two-dose vaccine or the single J&J. But that has to be done by September 30th. And otherwise, there's allowance for religious exemption, and there's also an allowance for medical exemption. And the employee has to get a note from a physician. I know it doesn't have to say what's wrong with the employee to lead them from not getting the vaccine, but it does have to specifically say whether it's a permanent or a temporary exemption.
Now, and I know that from before, and I would, you know, that I'd go into Shasta Regional, and this was years ago, I'd see people with a mask on, and I'd say, more than one, and I'd go,
right.
What's going on? I'm not going to take the flu shot, and if you don't take the flu shot, you have to wear a mask.
That's correct.
And that's always been the what can I say, the modus operandi.
Yeah,
the
difference here will be they'll have to wear a mask, which would be an N95 quality mask, and they'll have to be tested twice a week.
Okay, now, so it's like what, Monday, Friday, something like that.
We haven't worked that out yet.
Okay, but you're not forcing people to take the vaccination.
Last time I checked, it's no, we're not going to force people to take the vaccination. The program is there is exemption status allowed. Like I said earlier, religion or the medical exemption. I suppose most people go that route.
Okay.
But they'll have to mask up and they'll have to be tested.
Okay. What would you say your percentage? I mean, I don't
about
know.
About 65.
65%
correct.
Of the people are vaccinated.
Yeah.
I think the nation is at 70%,
pretty close,
something like that.
Yeah.
So we're right there at the average. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got a couple other questions about this. And I really like talking with Casey. Casey doesn't duck these things. You know, just tell you what's going on and get you make up your own mind on these things. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number has been rated 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports on their mattresses and their, of course, in their areas. They're one-third of the Sleep IQ sleepers have preferred Sleep Number setting 35, 40, or 45, but it's completely adjustable to you. Now, my Sleep Number setting is 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that until today. About that, most people that use this, the Sleep Number 360 is at that at that. So, and that's the best thing. You know, marriage or living with somebody is compromise, compromise, compromise. You don't have to compromise on the firmness of your mattress. You can, you know, you can be just as soft or just as firm as you want in this. Also, the 360 smart beds can adjust to you if you wish. As you move through the night, we have the model that allows us to raise the head and the feet, but the head so, you know, that you can read much better or watch TV if you choose to do that. And then they go back down and you have a great night's sleep. I can't say enough about it as Sleep Number. And right now, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store, which, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in. Let Steve or any of the pros in there, you know, lay down in a bed and let them tell you how you can sleep better. And what's better than a good night's sleep? What is better than a good night's sleep? Now, the financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 8:17 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Air quality index 70, which is poor. And we will be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
It was there from start to finish.
241
Missions. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. There was a big demonstration yesterday for masking and unmasking for medical workers. We've been talking to Casey Fetch, our guest today, about the new edicts from the GAV. Every medical care worker will be, I guess that'd be like nurses and doctors.
Well, actually, they're very specific. Anybody could come in contact with a patient or be in a patient area. So they even they even name people in the business office, admitting staff, anybody who's who has the potential to come into contact.
And there's going to be another protest tonight at 4:45, a rally, and then 6:30 a meeting at 2200 Eureka Way here in Raleigh. Join us to rally for mass choice for our students. Let them breathe under that. I'd like to also mention on a totally different note, Evening on the Green this Thursday at Tiger Field. I was last Thursday and had a great time. Gates open at 6:30, but music starts at 8, goes to 10. I was two-stepping, or whatever I call two-stepping, which is sometimes three-stepping and sometimes four-stepping.
Did anybody call 911, thought you were having a seizure?
Thank you very much for that, Casey, but no,
hear things.
Because I'm dancing with Linda, she makes me look good. She goes, one, two, back, one, two, back, one, two, back. And I said, oh, okay, man, I've got this down. Evening on the Green, Thursday at Tiger Field. Hmm. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is helping me out a lot here.
There you go.
CEO of Shasta Regional. You had some pretty sobering statistics during the break about COVID.
Yeah, I have to tell you, we've been doing this for about a year and a half now at this point, right? And I think up until a year and 8 months at least. And, up until this point, I haven't personally known anybody who's passed away from COVID. But over the last month, I know of two people that I've known pretty well that have passed away. And certainly one or two getting COVID over the past year. But now it's kind of running wild again. I hate to say it. Florida's having its biggest spike since the pandemic began. And Arkansas, the whole state of Arkansas has 4 ICU beds left.
Tell me about the ventilators in Florida.
Yeah, last night on the news, it was announced that they ordered 400 more ventilators from the federal government.
Is this the old COVID or the new COVID?
Well, they're saying at this point, 80% of the new cases diagnosed are the Delta variant, and 1 out of 7, these statistics change too, so don't hold me to them, but the last I heard is 1 out of 7 people in California that are diagnosed with COVID have been previously vaccinated. And so that gets us into this concept of a perfect vaccine versus what they call a leaky vaccine. And a perfect vaccine, say, is like smallpox. Smallpox had a 30% mortality rate before the vaccine was developed and highly contagious. And the human response to the vaccine is perfect in the sense that it protects the patient 100%. There's no chance of getting it. And you can't even transmit.
Think of smallpox. Right.
And so.
So you can not only not get it.
Yeah, you can't transmit.
You cannot transmit it. That's the perfect vaccine.
That's a perfect vaccine. Leaky vaccines now, they're like the flu shot or what we've now come to know, the coronavirus vaccines. They don't invoke a perfect human response to immunized response, and you can get COVID in some cases again, or you can get it after your vaccination. The symptoms are way milder. I'll be honest, there's no question about it. It's kind of like the same thing with the flu. You get reinfected with the flu every year. Even though you get a vaccine, but you can also still transmit it too. That's the key. And so,
is it a milder form that you can transmit?
Yeah, it's definitely a milder
form. Okay.
I've had a couple of friends that have tested positive for COVID just within the last couple of weeks that did have vaccinations, and yeah, they had a bit of a fever, but they did well. They're doing fine, and it's basically. Most people that are vaccinated don't get hospitalized, and there's been no deaths actually recorded. So,
you've got people fighting against vaccinations, for a variety of reasons. I think the biggest thing right now is being forced and seeing that colleges and universities are requiring people to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
There's talk about the airline industry.
I've been thinking about that whole this whole vaccine, people not wanting to get the vaccine, and trying to figure out what's really going on here. And I think when you look at vaccinations for polio and vaccinations for smallpox, like I said, 1 out of 3 people were dying from polio. From smallpox, and polio was just a physically devastating disease. And so I think a lot of parents and people saw those diseases and saw that they were had permanent, you know, permanent ramifications, and so the vaccine conversation then wasn't as difficult as it is now because we're dealing with this COVID virus that to some people doesn't appear to have long term effects or high mortality rate is like smallpox would. So mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit of the difference. That's kind of the difference.
Have we come to the point, and this is my theory on it is, is it time for the leadership in this country, if you can find it and gather it, as a united front, saying COVID's here.
Right.
It's going to stay with us for a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the flu. Yes, it's more deadly. However, the percentages are still way down.
Right.
That you have to treat it like a virus, and you're going to, you get vaccinated for the flu or not. But this is just something that's going to be with us, and we cannot shut down our schools, our economy, based on COVID.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think definitely COVID is here to stay. It's going to be like the flu. I mean, the flu. Flu's always been around, but, after the 1918 episode, we've still had to deal with the flu every year. So, I just think this is another virus that's going to be around and with us, and we're going to have to, to your point, we're going to have to get on with our lives and get back to some normalcy eventually. And so, you're right. Somebody's going to have to come out and say this is here to stay, so act accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, vaccinate, don't vaccinate, but your
right.
chances of dying if you catch it are much higher if you don't vaccinate. But you know what? It's your personal choice.
Yeah.
However, then you get into, well, how come your personal choice should impact on me? But that's like everything.
That's right.
I mean, that's like everything. It's if you take a drink and you drive,
that's
your
right.
personal choice impacts on me.
Yeah.
If you use your weed eater in the middle of the day, in the summer here in Reading,
so
that
far.
It could impact on
sure.
everybody. I mean, that's just the way it is, and it's something that we just have to accept and move on.
Well, and one of the other things on the mandatory vaccination order from the governor is it's going to impact visitors to the hospital too, and that's again they either have to show proof of vaccination or have to have a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours before we can let them in. The exemptions are for critically ill patients, visitors, and end of life.
Okay. So. Okay. Thank God it wasn't like before where, people were dying and their family couldn't join them.
Yeah. Well, now they've turned us into the police where we have to ask people for a card to look at and before we let them in. It's like going down a rabbit hole you don't want to go down, but we don't really have a choice.
I never thought of it like that, but that's right.
You're the
gatekeeper there.
It's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be nasty.
Yep.
8:30 in the morning here on the 10th of August. I'm with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about COVID. It's back again. It's risen its ugly head. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit, how many cases. I'm seeing different things here in the chat room that we've had in the last couple weeks. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a, to relax, to go in there and just let somebody cut your hair is great. And those guys at Cypress Square Barbershop, Tim and Logan, are absolutely the best. Only place I've had my hair cut since I've lived in Reading has been Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, so you don't have to wait. You give them a call at 244-9478. Set your appointment, walk in there, get your hair cut. Man's last stronghold. It hasn't changed in 14 years, nor do I think it will ever change. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages.
So as a kid, I would listen to one station, and I would hear folk, rock, pop, soul, folk rock, did all different types of stuff. And it was a great education growing up. I loved that music in the 60s.
Join the Cult 45 Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingCult45.com.
Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there! Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh-squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:35 in the morning here on the 10th of August. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. They want to remind everybody to get your area safe in all these days of fire. Cut your tree limbs up 5 feet off the ground. Make sure that your ground cover is cut low. You know, clean up, mitigate as much as you can. If you have any type of trees going through power lines here in Reading, give REU a call and say, hey, I've got power lines, I've got a tree, I've got limbs all over them. REU can't be everywhere, but if it's on your private property, they will be more than happy to come out and help mitigate that by getting those tree limbs away from the power line so there won't be any accidents like that. That's REU, Reading Electric Utility. We're here with Casey Fatt, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking COVID now, and you're saying we got like about 100 a day new cases, or 100 a week. Is that
how many? No, I've seen recently I've seen numbers up in the 90s and hundreds. Some days come in.
Most of it 40, is the Delta variant?
Most of it's the Delta variant.
Okay.
That's correct.
So how many people do we have hospitalized in your hospital?
I think the last the last number that I saw for Shasta County was that there were 50 people hospitalized, and so I think we had about 10.
Okay.
Maybe 8 to 10 yesterday, and so you can kind of do the math.
Any in the intensive care units?
Yeah, about 4.
About 4. So yeah, we've got people in intensive care again.
Yep,
so if when we had these numbers before, it was like front page news.
Yeah, I just it's a little, you know, it's a little surprising that, you know, it's not getting out there like it, you know, I mean, I see it all the time because I have to be kind of hyper focused on it, but again, I just don't think people realize, you know, there's cities in Texas that have no ICU beds left. There's, you know, Florida's having a crisis. Louisiana's having a problem. Arkansas as well. So, you know, and those are all states that have low vaccination rates. And so you can kind of draw your own conclusions there. But, you know, it is what it is.
Have we had any deaths, like, you know, from this? So, I mean, lately?
Have we?
I mean, we be in Shasta County? Or?
That I haven't seen any numbers like that have indicated people have died, have passed, but it looks like most people are getting coming out of the hospital okay.
Okay. Well, but again,
but it's possible,
this variant,
so.
What are the symptoms of the variant?
It's pretty much the same. You know, fever. I know the people that are vaccinated don't have any, that come down with it, don't get the respiratory issues. But it's still the same old song and dance, you know, with the fevers, respiratory issues, you know, headaches. I hear a lot about headaches, and that's kind of where we are.
You know, somebody put a comment in here. What about people who've already caught it, had caught corona, and don't, you know, about having natural antibodies? And it's
the same. We just discussed that, and
yeah.
You know, you get it, and your body can't. You can't get that perfect immune response. Like you get chickenpox, that's it. You don't get it again. You get shingles, but that's different. And so, you know, it's how our body responds to a virus dictates whether you can get it or not. And so if we don't have that, like we talked about, perfect response, you could possibly get it again.
I know a couple that had it when right. COVID first came out, and 2 weeks ago they got it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be nice to think that once you got it, you can't get it again, but obviously you can. You can be vaccinated and get it. You can be vaccinated and pass it on,
yep.
Albeit a much weaker version than
well, your response to it would be less. You know, you're gonna have less of a response to it once you've had it, either had it before or gotten the vaccination. So.
We keep hearing about how the vaccination kills all these people. I don't know what I haven't seen any statistics.
On who?
You know, when people get vaccinated, there's deaths attributed to the vaccination.
Yeah, you know, those numbers are so small. It's not even. It's just studied statistically relevant. I mean, it's just really. I think it kind of gets blown out of proportion on some of the chat rooms on the internet. And some of the, you know, conspiracy theory people, but it's as far as the industry is concerned, it's just not relevant.
Is it time for the FDA to get off their butts? And
well, you know, I got to be honest.
I mean,
with you,
I don't.
Carl.
Even, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many more people have to get the vaccine before they could determine it's not experimental or for, you know, emergency use. I mean, it's out there. This is the biggest test group you could ever possibly get, right? For a drug, and so. Yeah, they need to figure this out and get it. Let's get it out there and approve it, for God's sake.
Because that'll take away an argument right there. Because
yeah.
Right now, the
right.
Department of Defense is getting ready to vaccinate every one of their military members, but they can't do it as long as it's an emergency type. But I've read someplace that the FDA is supposedly in early September is going to come out and say that it's no longer experimental.
Well, and I heard yesterday also that the American College of Pediatricians, whatever their organization is actually said to the FDA, made a recommendation that they approve it for children from 5 to 12. That's a big deal because
that's a big thing.
We're going to be sending kids back to school, and this, you know, and there are a lot of children starting to come down with this.
But even then, if they've had the vaccination, I understand is that they still have to wear a mask.
It's probably while there's big outbreaks of it, it's probably not a bad idea.
So are we going to be seeing masks? Are kids going to be masked?
You know,
for the upcoming, I realize this is just your opinion, but
you're privy to a lot of
information.
What we saw last year because of everybody masking was no flu. There was no flu cases in the United States. There was such a low amount of flu in the United States, they can't even make a comprehensive vaccine this year because we didn't have enough cases. So
I remember you saying that. You had the other administrator up from Fall River said, yeah. When I said, how many cases of flu? You said, we haven't seen any.
Yeah. And wow. So, you know, and so in a lot of the Asian countries during the flu season, everybody just wears masks and it cuts down on the transmission. So, you know, maybe that is going to be the new norm. Who knows? But people have that choice to make.
And it's still their choice so far.
That's correct.
I think the biggest concern is that the government is going to be putting mandates on everybody. You will do it. You don't travel. You don't work and all this. And that, you know, that's a, nobody's forcing people to get the vaccine for the flu. Nobody's forcing them to get it for shingles. Nobody's forcing it to, other things. And yet on this one, I think there's a big concern about personal liberties here.
Yeah. But I think that one of the,
I have big concerns about that.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm vaccinated.
One of the issues is I think once we start taking out the potential economic ramifications of the flu, then we can actually sit down and have a conversation about what's the real plan going to be, you know, because everybody's worried about shutting down again. And inherently when you're in an area where there's a big outbreak like in Arkansas stuff, there is a slowdown. And so we just have to get this under control so we can get that pushed off to the side and start really talking about, well, what's life going to be like?
Yeah. What is life going to be like? We need to, in my opinion, we need to get on with this. 18 months. We need to get on with life. We need to say this is going to be part of life. It's time for you to go back to work.
Right.
It's time for employers to, we can actually start businesses at 100% again.
Yeah.
It's time. Okay. I'm here with Casey Fatt, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a break. Let's come back. I think you've got an announcement here.
Oh, I do. That's right.
Yeah. The big announcement when we get back.
Big.
This portion
of away.
This is huge. This is a huge announcement. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have grab bags of cigars, any of your tobacco accessories you may need, and all the, great pipe tobaccos, rolling papers, everything is there at Tobacco and Brew. And Tobacco and Brew supports so many different, nonprofits in our community. And, I can't say enough about Shelley and her crew down there, what great people they are. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough. Run them down to the
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area. From climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care.
Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? F stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. Yeah. And, yeah, there's a...
That truck just never came.
Yeah. Well, no, the truck is there. They've got a big mural there. And it's a girl by Lord in a flatbed Ford. It's a red truck, and there she is. If you've ever been to Winslow, Arizona. 8:49 in the morning, 73 degrees out there. Smoky air quality index is poor. 8:49 in the morning here on the 10th. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's right on the corners of Market and Eureka next to Dutch Bros. You can get 5 car wash coupons, buy them and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. It's been around for about 100 years. It's the only place I go down to and I get my truck washed. Really pleasant people. Truck looks great afterwards. They wipe them dry with towels. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Quick and Clean Car Wash. And by the way, I was wrong about Tobacco and Brew. Casey corrected me. It's open Monday through Saturday. It's closed Sunday, so it's not open 7 days a week. Okay, Casey, you got a big announcement here.
Right. So this is actually pretty exciting, and it's going to have a pretty significant impact on the community. We are going to apply for a what's called a general medical or a graduate medical education program, and the focus will be for internal medicine. And so that means we'll have residents, and we'll have a teaching program here where and we're looking to apply to where we can start accepting residents in July of 2022, and we'll have 8 slots a year for 3 years until we'll ramp up to 24 students at a time. We'll have first, second, and third year residents. And we're doing this so we can try to attract people to the, you know, physicians to the community and start, you know, if we can at least get 4 or 5 a year to stay, that's a pretty significant number. So, and, you know, we're real excited about it. They could become hospitalists. They could become intensive care physicians or they can work in our clinics up here and see patients.
Now, how when you say we're going to apply, we being you all, you've obviously done your homework on it, so this must be something that when you say you're going to apply, you've got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. In any kind of an area that's, you know, where Shasta County would be prime for the federal government to allow a program to start here. So we're real excited about it. It's going to be a lot of heavy lifting at first, and but, you know, we're just committed to getting more, trying to attract more medical professionals to the area.
So once it's ramped up, we're going to have 24 residents here.
Right.
First, second, and third year residents.
That's
and
correct.
After they go and they finish up the residency here, then they can then do what?
They can either work in the clinic setting or see patients in the hospital as a hospitalist. Sometimes they'll go on to a specialty like, you know, a cardiology fellowship or some other type of, you know, GI doctor. They could become a GI doctor.
Sure.
A lot of internal medicine residents transition into a specialty.
Once they finish a residency, can they then start practicing medicine out in town?
They could practice medicine before they finish a residency.
Yeah. Okay.
But they'll become board, you know, then they'll sit for their boards and become board certified.
Okay. Okay, that's correct.
Yeah.
They're doctors. They're just right. Getting the extra training
that's
there.
Correct. Yeah.
And like you said, wouldn't it be great if we could keep 30 to 50% of them here
Boy,
in
it
town?
Boy, it would make
wonderful?
All the difference in the world.
Oh wow!
Correct. Most people's practices are closed to new patients now. That's why people go to the ER there's just not a lot of capacity up here.
So when they come in as a resident for internal medicine, now you have your physicians instructing them,
right?
And then you have your senior year residents kind of taking care of your first year residents.
Well, so they go through specific clinical rotations, right? So they'll rotate with it. They'll spend time with a GI physician. They'll spend time maybe with a general surgeon or a vascular surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon, any other specific focuses, areas of focus that are required. So
this is huge.
Yeah, it is huge. It's a big deal, especially for any type of a residency program like that just continues to elevate the quality of care that's delivered and patient satisfaction.
So my brother-in-law
excited about it.
Took the residency that was open, and
sometimes their spouse is a professional as well. The significant other, and so you know, if they're a lawyer, it might be a problem for them to come here. There's no, you know, or some other type of an engineer or something, because we don't have a lot of those jobs available here, so it makes it really difficult.
Sure.
So if we could get the younger physicians here that maybe don't have a family yet and are looking for a place to settle down, that's a prime opportunity.
Let's go to the phones. Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question.
One of the things that I would like to ask. You know, why don't you talk about some of the Regeneron and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, about some of these things that people can take, and vitamin C, D, zinc, and because it's always the jab. And so I'd like to know, I know that four people in our family had it, and they took hydroxychloroquine, and it was just bang, they had it was over with very quickly.
Well, I'll answer that. First of all, a lot of those drugs I don't know much about because I'm not a physician, but I do know that we do use them in the hospital for treating patients.
So we do use them?
Yeah, we do.
Or you use them, I should say.
We do. Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Gene?
Well, yes.
Okay, thank you. I think where a lot of people are is that there are other things that were brought up early on that it can lessen
right.
the severity,
right.
It can help cure the severity of it. But you all have been using that since the beginning.
Though. We have, and then we've also, we've also kind of gotten better at treating it because we've been doing it for a lot longer now, and so there are some other courses of treatment that are used and being discussed as well. So. We do use those therapies in the hospital for sure.
Okay. Well, COVID's raised its ugly head again. It's hitting Shasta County, yet we're not hearing about it in front page news like we were last time. It's been 18 months, but we've still got a lot of people getting up to 100 a day. 10 people in the hospital were just over at Shasta Regional, a four in the intensive care unit. Florida has gone out and asked for 400 ventilators. Arkansas has about run out of ICU beds.
The whole state.
Yeah, Arkansas. State is running out of beds. The thing about vaccination, my friends, is this. I was vaccinated. Linda was vaccinated. I'm not going to force my vaccinations on anybody. However, from what Casey's been telling us, that if you get a vaccine and you do catch COVID, because you can, it'll be much less.
Right.
Your chances of passing it on will be a less virulent type of COVID.
Well, you could still pass it on.
Yeah.
But So if the other person isn't vaccinated, it could be, you know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So the Delta variant is twice as contagious as the previous variant.
Wow.
So it is much more highly contagious. That's why there's such an outbreak.
Is there any reason to believe it won't be a echo variant?
I don't know if that's the next letter that comes in the Greek alphabet.
Delta,
what is the letter for E?
I don't remember. I was just thinking Delta, Echo, Foxtrot. You
know. I said Echo the other day, and they looked at me like, what?
Epsilon. What would be Epsilon.
Epsilon, okay.
There you go.
Epsilon variant.
Yeah, you got to know your Latin there.
As long as the some of the underdeveloped nations that don't get the vaccinations, that's where the variants will flourish. So that's what happens.
The people coming across the border, and we have hundreds of thousands of people rushing the border. They're not vaccinated.
No, they're not.
And I have serious concerns about that.
Yeah.
You know, we're pushing our citizens to do it, but yet not those.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. No, I agree. You know, if that's a problem, then we should contain and test and vaccinate. You want to come into our country? Fine, we're going to vaccinate you. I don't see that happening, but then again, hey. Casey, as usual.
Thank you.
Highly informative and entertaining.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
And like we said, the big news is that
graduate medical education for internal medicine physicians will be coming to a hospital near you.
Up to 24 residents at Shasta Regional Medical Center going through their residency terms. It's a 3-year program. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's super news. Okay, tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce, I think Michelle Nystrom is going to be coming in talking about things that are available to our local businesses that can help you. That next is still poor. Even though that it's been so bad lately, that poor is kind of like, oh, it's a breath of fresh air. But it's not. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.